Brian, go ahead. Give the camera a seductive glare.
This guy.
I've been trying to recoup for like 2 years from these guys. And then they just like.
I'm Vernon of 17.
Hi, I'm JBL of GOT7.
I'm Seon of G Idol.
This is DPR Ian.
I'm Mingyo of 17.
I'm Eric Dan.
This is Tableau.
My name is Mini.
17의 원입니다.
My name is Keshi.
My name's Catriona.
My name is Woosung.
I'm DK of 17.
This is Amine.
This is DPR Live.
My name is Black.
I'm Julia Michaels.
My name is Summer.
And welcome to My Mindset.
The Daybox Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody all around the world, welcome back to another life-changing, enthralling episode of The Daybox Show. Now, we are in a different setting today because I am actually in New York. We just did some really fun stuff in New York with Samsung and Dive Studios, and my brothers are here, and we were like, we saw that everybody wanted some more of the Nombros, and so against my free will, have my brothers here on the show.
What do you mean by begrudgingly? Well, first off,
I don't even know what that word
means. But it doesn't
sound
good.
But it sounds offensive.
You guys are ready for my mindset.
Dude, why are you so close to me?
Dude, why are you
trying to cross my legs? He's like,
and let me tell you what's not offensive.
What's not offensive?
The views that we bring to your show. The downloads.
How about you put some respect on our name?
Have you seen the TikToks lately? They're like in the millions.
Hey. You crushed it with those moments.
You think
episode.
That it's because of you, bro? Dude.
Dude, I'm doing you a favor.
Kabam. He just said.
Kabam.
Also, we're all wearing the same shoe today. Do it.
I'm too, like, inflexible.
Why are you so inflexible, dude? Aren't you an athlete?
That's why I stopped playing.
Yeah. We are in New York. We're hanging out, and we thought, why not bring the people what they want? And that is
That's true.
An episode of the Tabak Show. So, let's just jump into it. We have no real ulterior motives. Let's just be honest. We're here to promote my album.
Let's be really honest here.
Let's
There's
be very
no
honest.
Other reason here but to put on for our boy.
Also, I look so white on this screen. Actually, it's just the screen. It's fine. I'm going to look beautiful in post. It's going to be fine. But anyways.
Yeah.
We're here to talk about...
Let's quit beating around the bush. Let's get to it. Why are we here? We're here to talk about
House
your album.
House on a Hill.
We're here to talk about Eric's album, okay? Is it out now or should we say that?
This is out September 8th. And I believe this episode is out September 4th or 5th. So in like 2-3 days.
Wow.
This album is out. It is yours. And you know, we thought about it. Like, Eric puts on for a lot of artists. He has a lot of conversations with some great people.
I know.
Yeah, I am. Leave me alone. We have a lot of great conversations, table. And I asked them so many questions about their album, their music video, but nobody asks me.
I literally offered to interview you, and you said no.
Yeah, because I feel like, I don't know.
Because he wanted me to interview you.
Oh, God.
And luckily, your dream has come true. The opportunity is here to talk about yourself.
There's something about this table.
What?
That just makes us, like, feel epic.
It's
we never talked at a table like this.
Yeah, this feels like very high stakes. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Let's
you know what it is? Mm. I feel equal at this table. Every time we record, I'm always like off to the side, sitting in like the sofa.
I agree.
I'm always like the butt of the joke.
You're getting like absorbed into the couch.
But what is here, this? I'm like literally the focus.
But here's the problem. It's not about you today. Again.
Oh, sorry.
You're going to get ignored again today because we're here to talk about Eric's album.
right.
You're more than welcome to chime in whenever. Yeah. We'll make sure the editors cut you in every now and then.
It's going to be hard to cut me out. I'm literally in the middle. So.
All right. Whoa. So on that note, Brian, go ahead. Give the camera a seductive glare. 1, 2, 3. Wow. That looked painful.
Am I looking the right one?
Well...
Dude, let me try that again.
That looked like you had like a toothpick stabbed in your
foot. Hey, let's
do
it again. But
okay.
Countdown from 4.
All right, this is seductive stare. 1, 2, 3, go. What is going on?
Oh my God.
Ew.
Honestly, guys.
Honestly.
Guys, for those that aren't here, there's a big TV in front of us where you can see ourselves. And what's with my hair?
Dude,
well, it looks like, bro.
Honestly,
like a sushi,
I didn't want to say anything, but you look like a water buffalo today.
Yo, that's pretty good. I was like, you know, you look like you look like the logo of a Dodge,
Caravan,
the Ram
or Challenger,
the Ram.
Oh yeah.
Or how about Longhorns? You know what I mean?
Outback Steakhouse.
Austin, Outback Steakhouse.
Brian Numb. Outback
Sir,
Steak.
can we please flip to him to his face?
Flip it.
What is? Oh yeah, it is. Dude, what?
This is firstly.
Bro, it literally looks like you're wearing a helmet.
Firstly, before we get started, I told you guys this is not my good angle. All right, I should be looking left, not right. Okay, and this is clear, but it's not clear enough because what you don't see is I have grooves in my hair. But right now, it really does look like I have like Legos when you can put a little hat on somebody or like different hairstyles. It looks like you just, if I'm a Lego figure, they just capped on a little.
Dude, let's change topics. All we know is you got small.
Wait, Brian, wait. But Brian, your hair, can you just like pull it up to the side real quick?
It looks.
Why are you guys telling me
now? It looks like Pippi Longstocking, but coming down your face.
Wait, just take your
Who
hands.
Who is Pippi Longstocking?
Wow, it's a generational gap.
Wow, Pippi Longstocking.
I have no idea because he's old and
wait,
I don't know.
Pippi Longstocking?
Yeah.
But wait, now you're questioning
dude,
me.
Are you talking Jack and the Beanstalk? What? Who's Pippi?
Well, first off,
dude,
just,
why are you
just
telling
ruffle
me now?
Your hair a little
really
bit.
We really just spent 4 hours together just speaking on a stage.
Well, no, it's the lighting here.
Well, no, but Brian, just try. Just put your hands through your hair.
Dude, you know what it is? I don't need you guys, all right? I'm not going
to
listen
to you. We're trying
to
help you. This is going to live on the
I'm
internet
I'm
going to
do it because I want to
do it. Do you know how many TikToks are
going
to be made about your hair?
That's better.
That's so much better. But also, just go be aggressive with it.
Yeah, not bad.
It's so much better.
Wow. It's like...
Now he looks like a young water buffalo.
Yeah.
Honestly, the water buffalo are like awesome.
That's the water buffalo. It's here for us.
Do I really look like a water buffalo?
Now you look like Toad from Mario Kart. Right,
editor, can we please
it
put
looks,
the water buffalo right
next
to here?
It's because you can't see the grooves right now. It's going to be higher quality, right? Or is this?
This is 4K Netflix
quality. This is as high
quality
as it gets.
Really?
Like, we're going to see
we're
every
using
core.
Sony FX3.
It really does look like I have like I'm just wearing a helmet. Okay, so why don't you just jump into the real reason why we're here today. Is to talk about Eric's album called House on a Hill. And it's coming out September 8th, just in a couple of days. Can you believe that? Wow, what a journey it's been. Eric, any thoughts?
I'm so ready for this journey to be over.
Right.
I mean that in the best way. Like, I just want it to be out.
Right.
Like, we've been writing since January of last year. I feel like I've been mixing and mastering since March. We've been shooting music videos and editing music videos since June. So I'm like, we've done as much prep as we possibly can. I just want it to be out, and I want people to listen to it and stream it and love it and come to the concerts and party. That's all I want.
Brian, have you heard the album yet?
No.
Brian doesn't care about me.
Dude, that's not true. I have been streaming Don't Leave Yet nonstop.
That was the most unconvincing statement. You literally couldn't look at either of us in the eyes.
All right.
Okay, what?
I am the type of person that trusts the Spotify playlist curation with my life.
Mm-hmm.
And you have been in all of my playlists.
That's great.
So what you're saying, it's not been your choice to listen.
You've been fed.
But I'm saying I agree with their choice to feed your music. So it's a consensual listening experience.
Got it. Very good, very good. Well, as Eric said, it has been quite a process to get this album out, and cannot believe D-Day is almost here. But so far we have House on a Hill that's been out, right?
Yeah.
And then we have a remix version with
And
By Hold, and then we released Don't Leave Yet.
Oh, speaking of, you guys haven't done the dance challenge yet, and I'm offended.
I actually did do it, but I have not given you the rights to ever upload that. Right, remember?
Something looks painful.
Something was off.
It looked painful.
My shirt was like tucked in. I was wearing like Birkenstocks, like
it was just
Jesus
something,
sandals.
It was weird.
Something was totally off.
Yeah. But I mean, you could do it again.
Yeah. I don't know. Honestly, every time I see it, I'm like, I can't dance. I can't stand sideways very well.
Dude, it is hard to stand sideways.
You know what I'm saying? Like snowboards, I can't do it.
There's barely standing side.
A couple times, like, you have to go like this. And you have to go like this.
Both of you are D1 athletes.
It doesn't matter. I think
dance is different.
Dance is just different. Like, I've seen people, like, learn your dance like that. And for me, I'm like, I have to whiteboard it. I'm like, okay, well, left hand goes here at one
hand,
two hand.
That's me. And now imagine me doing that, teaching my idol friends. And they're like, oh, yeah, I got it real quick. And I'm like,
we had to. If you don't know what Eric's talking about, we had to talk about the fact that Eric got a bunch of idol friends and even, like, you know, non-idol friends, P6 Show and other, like, singers. But when I saw, like, Enhypen and Treasure and especially, like, Mark
Wavy,
when I saw Mark,
yeah,
of NCT do it, I mean,
he just blew me out of the water.
But, like, you did a good job. Like, you did. If he wasn't there, I'd be like, wow, Eric's, like, he's pretty good.
Mark is just too good.
But Mark, he showed how it should have been done.
You need, like, one of us in those videos.
Right.
To balance it out.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, that's why I'm asking, why have we not done this yet?
It's like those TikToks where they're like, oh, not answering singing at 0%, singing at 50%, singing at 100%.
Well, now it's like too far down. Like, you should have started with us.
Yeah. No,
it's
too late. Your first the video. Damage has been done.
No, I think we have to do some TikTok promotions after this podcast. So I look forward to that.
All right, we'll see about that. I mean, dude, I mean, I'll do anything for money. So you just let me know. Okay, so that's been really good. That's been fun to see people come around. I think Don't Leave Yet, it kind of showed a different side to your visual and even, like, your music
video.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, well, so I guess let's talk about the album. The album, we put together this album. It's called House on a Hill. And I think it's really about, like, happiness and finding meaning in life and all that stuff. Like, you guys know how much I want to buy a house, and I still don't have a house, but, like, for some reason, I feel like if I have a house, I have, like, more security or, like, maybe happiness or things, you know? And it leads you down this spiral of what makes us happy, what makes us tick. Is it material things? Is it just a sense of self or work or whatever it may be? So we started House on a Hill, and then that kind of set the tone and the mood for all the other songs that were to come. So it's all about, like, you know, what these moments in life that we have that make me question if I'm really happy. So, like, Don't Leave Yet is about, like, we're like, let's write a dance song, but everybody has that friend where you go out and nobody wants to go home. Like, one friend that's like, oh, let's do one more drink, one more shot. Like, even last night I was out, we're like, let's do, like, one more, let's go to the club. I was like, I cannot go to the club. And sometimes I feel like it's because people are avoiding being home alone, or, like, that lonely drive home, or a bad situation at home, or, like, whatever it may be. So we wanted to flip it and just say, like, whatever you're going through, we just embrace and just dance, kind of thing. So that's, like, what Don't Leave Yet is about. But all that aside, wait.
Whoa.
All that aside.
Easy there, bro.
Sorry.
Trying to get us flat. It's on YouTube. Jeez.
All of that aside, so we wrote this album, has 7 songs plus a remix, so 8 songs. And I wanted to do something that was different, because, like, we could put in money and just make, like, a cool music video, but, like,
so what?
So what? And also, it's not like I can make a music video like all of my peers do. Like, music video costs millions of dollars these days, and I don't have $1 million to make that. So let's do something more
cinematic. Dude, not even $1 million you don't have.
I don't even have $1 million.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Sorry not to put that out.
Also, why are you trying to, like, tell people my finances?
Yo, what are you talking about?
Are you my TD Ameritrade account? No.
I don't even what know. Are we talking about? Wait, what?
Dude, Eric, you're doing great. Right?
We're doing fine.
Wait. But you're right. I mean, it is everything right now in entertainment or just, like, content, right? Everybody's asking, so what? You know what I mean? It's like a cool music video, but, like, easily scrollable, easily digestible, and then it's gone. So it's like, how can you make something with a little bit more impact, a little bit more lasting? And so why don't you tell us more about, like, how this music video rollout and everything?
So we ended up, I was like, oh, what can we do that allows me to practice acting, practice producing, writing, and there's, like, performance stuff. And so I've always wanted to try writing and, like, co-directing and putting things together. And so essentially, we're like, let's just take whatever music video budget we have and make it into a short film. So we have a short film that is filled with four music videos and like dialogue. And so all the music videos don't make sense just like if you just watch them. Like the idea is every music video should be able to stand alone as a story on its own. But then when you watch it in an order with dialogue, it makes more holistic sense.
Yeah.
And so we have Don't Leave Yet, which is like this dinner party. A lot of people asking questions about like, did I die? Did I get murdered? Did I get poisoned? And then the Only for a Moment video is this really cool subway scene in Korea that we shot. And then we have another video for I Wish I Wasn't Me, which is in this weird bathroom thing. And so all these things tie together. It'll be released at some point in the future. But for now, this week, Only for a Moment comes out September 8th.
Brian, what have you thought? As someone that has seen Eric's career for over 10 years, as someone you've seen singing in the bathroom,
no,
I when you're in an age.
As somebody who is so disinterested in my music, what do you think?
Dude, honestly, let's just go back to my Spotify playlist.
Yeah.
Real quick, all right? I literally opened my phone this morning, and you know what it said? You know what it said?
What did it say?
Ask me what it said.
Have you listened?
What did it say?
Have you listened to Don't Leave Yet or something?
No. It said, trending albums for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you
Spotify.
So much.
Love you.
No, I remember, I only say that because last time we would put the album out, I was like, Brian, have you listened to me? He's like, oh, is it out? And I was like, are you kidding me?
Dude.
And he goes, I was like, what have you been listening to? He's like, I just like listen to like DPR and like Keshi and Dean. And I was like, okay.
To be fair, Brian is a busy enough guy that he relies off the playlist. You know what I mean? He doesn't have time to be curious and looking about. But does he have time to be a good brother? I think so. I think you should carve out
apparently not
a certain amount of time to be like,
hold
hey.
On. Wait.
What?
You asked me a question. Let's you asked me something.
I asked you a question.
Yeah.
And then he just came in and just started took over. The Sorry. Question was for
this is
you.
Still my
yeah,
show.
Yeah, as somebody here, huh?
As somebody who has seen
let's
Eric.
Let's reel it back in. Okay, what was your question to me again?
As somebody who has seen Eric breakdancing in the basement, putting up song covers mm-hmm. when you were a little toddler, still
I was not
shitting
a toddler.
Your pants.
I was like 14.
What what do you make of all of this? Like what does this even mean for him to be releasing an album like this in this fashion?
You know, I'm so curious what Brian thinks.
Hey, honestly, I thank you guys for being interested in what I have to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
Last time I was on the show, you guys didn't talk to me.
I know, that's why you have your shot now. Let's see what happens.
Let me ask one question.
Don't ask a question.
Don't ask
a question.
You said short film. How short of a film are we talking?
20 minutes?
No, not like 10, 15 minutes.
And that's going to come all the albums are released?
We're still editing. I don't know how long it's going to be.
10, 15 minutes? How is that possible?
Well,
just from the
it.
Music videos alone, it's
like 12 minutes for music videos, right? 10 to 12 minutes of music videos. Only for
guys,
4 minutes.
Get your stuff together.
Zach, is it going to be 12 to 15 minutes? Sorry. Shout out to Zach, by the way. Zach manages Eric.
It's going
to
be 12, 15 minutes.
12 to 15 minutes. All right, then it's 12 to 15 minutes. You got a problem
and
with
and when
that,
is that
dude?
Coming out, dude?
I haven't even seen it. Don't ask questions. We haven't even seen it yet. We're still editing.
What do you want me to give my opinion on right
well,
now?
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm asking about what is it now, what you've seen, what you've experienced.
Also, this is like the worst conversation I've seen.
Hey, honestly.
What do you mean?
I need you to tone down.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
I apologize to my listeners and viewers. They wanted to interview me, and this is just not happening.
Well, I think we should get some perspective.
I want to give my opinion.
Give your goddamn opinion.
Hey, first off, Eric, I've seen you run through walls and windows to get to where you are today.
Okay. He's going down a touching path. All right.
Yeah.
Keep going.
And every song tells a story.
Uh-huh.
I'm so curious how this is going to end. Go ahead.
A story that's only true to you. To you, Eric Nam.
Yeah. Do you seem getting
and
mad?
So getting for mad. That, for that, I respect you.
So you respect the hustle. You respect the originality.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, there's not a lot of artists, right? That can be pushing strong after 10 long years.
That is true.
Touring, 80 plus shows?
Yeah. Only somebody absolutely insane is willing
someone
to
someone
that,
that has no sense or work-life balance can do something like that.
Someone you might say is just psychotic.
Someone that is so out of touch of what it means to be healthy.
You know,
But in all seriousness, it's been quite remarkable to see. He's you're acting, you're building businesses.
I think to that point, when Eric came with this idea to Zach and I and was like, hey, I have this idea. I want to do something pretty ambitious. I'm like, okay, like how ambitious are we talking? He's like, I want to do like 4 music videos. I want to do like this. This is like the budget. I was like, Eric, this is crazy. That's what I...
You said it like that?
Well, in my head.
It's impossible. I was like, no, we're going to make it possible. Yeah. And I think I literally said, don't use that word impossible.
And we looked into the details. He put together like a 100-page like press or like a deck of like what this vision could look like. And then we had some amazing producers and creative producers from 37th Degree.
Shout out 37th.
37th Degree. They've done like... the music videos, commercials for like BTS. They've done a lot of Mindset stuff. I mean, aespa, they're like top of the line stuff, but they're also creatives and they could get behind the vision. And when I saw Eric pitch this thing and they were like, yes, I love it. Like, this is going to be cool. You know, I think we had the right team to be able to bring this vision together. And I respect you for even thinking this way, because I think in your 10th year, people can be jaded. People can be saying, oh, things aren't the same. Things are moving too fast. But like, this guy continues to go head first into every wall without getting injured. I don't know. That's seemed pretty aggressive.
It's pretty aggressive.
But he seems to be running at speed with a sledgehammer, knocking down these walls that even, you know, sometimes myself, I'm like, Eric, like, we can work within these boundaries. He's like, no, there are no boundaries. Let's just think about it in a different way. And every team is behind it. And so Don't Leave Yet is just like one part of a pretty large, very ambitious, and I think very excellent project that is coming together. So congrats to you.
Well, thank you. It's not possible without you and the team and the great team as well. Again, so the story continues on September 8th, this Friday. Also, Brian, you never answered the question.
What did you ask me?
I said, what is it like?
At this point, I even said it's a horrible question.
Why?
Because you're like, what's it like to the music? And then Brian was like, what? And then you were just like, I'm proud of you. Ran through windows. And you're like, he ran through walls. And I was like, what the hell?
You're very aggressive with your metaphors, by the way.
But honestly, I get what Brian was saying, and that's what I ultimately wanted to get to. It's like, how does Eric...
I still don't know what's happening. I'm not
really sure what my question was, to be completely honest with you.
You have inceptioned yourself.
All I gotta say, dude, I like the album.
Yeah, it's a great album.
the song, was it No Moment?
I'm like literally
only
nauseous.
For a moment.
Only for a moment?
Yeah.
I listened to the, what was it like? What do you call that? Like the rough demo?
Yeah, like the initial demo.
And right away, boom.
Yeah.
Literally, like a firebolt in my eye.
Right.
I was like, this is it. It's my kind of jam.
Yeah, it is true. Know? It is true. This is the first single, I would say, that when I played it for you, you're like, Eric needs to do more of this. I play for Britney. I play for Rocky. I play for everybody just to get live reactions. And everybody was like, dang, like, this feels really, really, really nice.
Mm. Yeah.
And every artist, there's so much music coming out. I think it's like 120,000 songs a day or something that I just heard. There's just a lot of music. How do you cut through? Like, it's very, very tough, but you can only be unique, right? Like, like the Eric Nam sound is the Eric Nam sound, and you're not going to hear anyone else sing Love Die Young as well as Eric, right? And I felt like this song, only for a moment, I'm like, dang, like, this feels like Eric Nam.
This episode of the TEDBox Show is brought to you by Mindset by Dive Studios. Mindset provides mental health support through storytelling and daily mindfulness practices. Rooted in the power of shared experiences, Mindset provides intimate stories for some of your favorite artists and public figures, fostering a sense of community and shared understanding. Mindset is all about helping people feel less alone in their struggles. We want you to feel heard, seen, and understood. Download the Mindset app today and join the community. Go ahead, give it a shot. Join today for free. Now back to our show.
Do you think your voice and your sound is changing? Like, okay, you have this album, the next album, music after that. Like, where do you kind of see yourself right now? Because you've obviously kind of gone through a lot of different sounds?
I don't know. I think it's like, it'll always change. I think it's always a question of like, what's the next direction we want to go? I think whenever I do a tour, I just want to have more fun. So like, I just want to do like a freaking EDM pop album. But then it's like, we think about streaming, people love to stream like very chill things. Like that's what streams better. So it's always like a battle of like, is the next album going to be super low key, lo-fi? Or do I just want to have a party and like go on tour and just explode things constantly? And so it's like, I think it's really, I think only time will tell. And I think this tour is actually very important because I think once you're on tour, like here's my biggest fear is like go on tour and I have to sing 15 boring songs. Everybody's gonna fall asleep.
Like when has that ever happened?
Why that's why I feel like I'm always pushing to do more upbeat stuff.
Right.
Like that's why I like performing things that are more energetic.
Yeah.
Love Die Young is a great song, but every time I sing it, I'm just like it takes me to a very deep, dark place that I don't love to go to kind of stuff. So we'll see. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Well, this album, as someone that has listened to it 1,000 times and unfortunately will not account for streams, it is very eclectic. It has a little bit of everything that you're looking for. Don't Leave Yet. If you want to dance, blah, blah, blah. If you want to be existential, House on a Hill, Only for a Moment is another one. But there are four other songs on there that are just really, really fantastic.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite?
I'd be happy to kind of give a quick little rundown. So, okay, so what's track your number favorite? One, House on a Hill. Number two, Don't Leave Yet. Number three, Only for a Moment. Number four,
I Wish I Wasn't Me.
I Wish I Wasn't Me. Oh my gosh, you guys don't even know what that is, but that's the other video that we have, right? And it's going to come at a later date.
It's very dark.
It's very, very dark. It's going to showcase the acting chops. And it might make you feel multiple things, but that song is a sleeper song that everyone on set, when you play that, they're like, damn.
Yeah.
The song.
It was like so quiet because it's such a dark song and the acting's dark. Everything was dark. And I just remember acting and everybody was like silent.
Yeah.
It was like, so creepily silent.
Have I heard this song?
Possibly. So that was done with A Wonder, which is another UK based duo. Really, really, they hit, you know, like a cherub with a bow and arrow just shooting an arrow through someone's heart.
See, a sheriff?
A cherub. Like a little cherub. Baby, like little chubby little baby angels.
Is that what they call a cherub?
Yeah, cherub.
Baby angels, right?
Imagine a baby cherub shooting a bow and arrow into your heart and then all of a sudden drowning you in water.
We're just gonna stop there.
Okay, that's it.
That's it. You just gotta have to listen to it and you look out for the video.
Okay, so then we have, I Wish I Wasn't Me.
Yeah.
What's track number five?
Is Undefined.
Undefined. Wow.
Also a hit.
Another just
that
like,
was all we thought that might be a title too.
Another slamming one, which
Undefined is I think I've listened to that song the most on the album. And the live arrangement is crazy for the concert.
Yeah. It's it's up there.
I'm really excited for
it
that.
It made
one.
Me feel something. And lately I don't really feel a whole lot. You know?
It's like a sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Undefined is a great one. And then what's the next one?
And then
one?
It's
Exist.
No. Wait. Sink or Swim.
Ooh,
dude, these I don't even know what these sound like, but these titles.
Like, what do you think Sink or Swim's about?
I mean, probably what you said, like the little baby guys, shooting angels just dunking your head, drowning you.
It's exactly what it's about.
So, right? Something about that. I mean, it's another one that in concert is gonna be great, but it has like a nice like
it's very weekend-y vibe.
Are you doing okay? These titles are pretty concerning.
It's pretty, you know, I spoke with mom about this yesterday. She was like, I don't know if you even know this, but she's like, oh, how's Eric's stuff doing? I'm like, oh, like, Don't Leave Yet. It's doing really well. It's like streaming better than we've ever had anything stream before right now, right? She's like, oh, great, because I haven't watched the video yet.
Yeah, she told me
I
that.
Was like, what? She's like, oh, like, I don't know. The film trailer, it just scared me too much. Like,
she called me and she goes, I called her and she goes, are you okay? I was like, yeah, why? She's like, I haven't called you. I was like, yeah, I know. It's like, why? She's like, because I don't know if your song is doing well or not. And I'm scared to ask how you are doing. I was like, we're fine. We're doing great. Don't worry about it. And she's like, and I was like, have you seen the video? She's like, no.
Too scared.
I was like, I'm too scared. I was like, why? I was like, something feels wrong. Something feels dark. And I know that you guys do stuff in entertainment, and I just don't know if it's a healthy thing. Yeah. I was like, Mom, it's fine. Yeah. Just chill. And yeah. She's very concerned. But it's all good.
It's all going to be okay. But
and then we end with Exist, which is a very existential... Well, actually, it's kind of a love song. It's a love song, but it's like an existential love song. And it's written with Kevin Garrett.
Should I give a little teaser?
Go ahead.
Holding my breath just to hold on. Doing my best to not get lost again.
I promise it's better than this. I promise you.
But lyrically, listen to what I'm saying.
Ooh, yeah. I will honestly say the lyrics in this album are very heavy, hard-hitting.
You want to give an undefined
go
teaser?
Go ahead.
You look so beautiful right now. I don't know what the lyrics are, honestly, because it's such a bop. It just gets you going.
So, Brian, what was your favorite lyric?
I was so focused on your voice.
Yeah.
Hey, you got like a... It's like not great.
Yeah, it's not...
But it's on...
It's not bad,
it's like, yeah, it's like... Yeah.
And that's what I want to say. Like, you know, a lot of people have kind of said that. You know, at karaoke, they're like, hey... It's actually kind of good, but your tone is like not good, but you're hitting all of the notes. I was like,
that's where I was like, is this good or bad?
It's a very confusing thing. I'm either, you know, I could be on Taeyang level, right? But I think I'm just a demo singer.
You know why? Yeah, it's because whenever Eddie sings, he has his fake.
Well, it was for that song.
you always take your attention up. It's like, you are my vibe.
It is a little dramatic. So what you're saying is I've been holding back and I have a lot of potential.
Yeah, you just gotta like sing out.
I mean,
you know?
Yeah, maybe it's a little bit too late.
Brian, you know, Brian.
I'm pretty sure I'm tone deaf, so I'm not
gonna try. No. Brian's not, because Brian used to like sing in the shower and I used to hear little.
But it didn't sound good.
I was singing like probably Beyonce's Listen.
Let's hear it.
Listen. What in the world? Dude, I've never
seen you so embarrassed over two.
Dude, I'm not embarrassed. Dude, that red. Song just hits hard.
He's visibly red.
I mean, I'm just getting emotional.
It's
right?
A great song.
Right, sorry, I can like connect
to
the lyrics.
I want you to sing, listen. What is it?
No.
I am alone at a crossroads.
But he's starting at the beginning. You're going at like the pre, right?
Because hey,
he was starting.
Why don't we just sing together?
He was starting.
No. I want. This.
Can we harmonize? I can't harmonize, but you harmonize with me.
Okay, what do you
honestly? That's a weakness. I don't know how to harmonize. It's very tough.
All y'all played instruments growing up. You can harmonize.
It's very hard.
What are you gonna sing?
Listen.
What do you want me to sing?
To the sound.
Listen. I am alone at a crossroads.
Oh, wait. Okay.
I'm scared I'm scared.
Why don't you
online?
Pick a range
pick a
that feels
like.
Okay? Well, man,
I don't even know what that means.
Be like, listen.
Oh. I have a song actually.
Okay, there you go.
Baby, lock them doors and turn them lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow.
I don't know the words to this song, you know.
I'm pretty good, not bad.
I'll be your man.
What was that? I feel bad for the engineer.
That's not.
I'm sorry, man. You gotta listen to this.
It's not horrible, but it's not. It's not even in like a pass. It's
we're like in the same boat, kind of.
So for me, I give myself like an 80%.
Okay,
like 80%.
I feel like I'm probably there.
You're
too.
Probably like 62%.
I think it's all subjective.
It is subjective. You know? Oh, that is the tough thing about music. You're absolutely right. In your mind, you could be 100%.
Yeah. Let us know in the comments.
You might find the person. That you end up with is just like, Brian's the best singer I've ever heard in my life. Yep. And that's okay.
Yes, bless them.
Let's get back to the album. Okay, so I know we're running out of time here.
We should have never let him host
this.
This is so bad.
This is
He's
just
like
crazy.
The worst host. Oh,
the album is coming September 8th, as you know, so look out for that. Set those notifications. It's going to actually blow your mind. If Don't Leave Yet was something that you were like, oh my God, I didn't see Eric in this. What did he die? Who are these emails? It'll all make sense very soon, but make sure you go to youtube.com/ericnom and you subscribe and you turn those notifications on and you get ready for only for a moment, because that's going to really, it's going to take things up a notch, okay? If you haven't already, make sure you pre-order the album, okay? Because...
Oh, do you have the album?
I do.
Pull it out.
Have you been sitting on those since?
No, it's been tucked away. This is the album. It has a little bit of like...
Can I have one?
Food wrapping on it right now.
A saran wrap?
Saran wrap.
Ooh.
But this thing, it's really, really nice. There are photo cards in there. Eric looking good. He's been working out. He's been building up his chest. And
dude, your deltoids look good.
Yeah, it's been it's been quite the journey.
Are you objectifying me?
Huh?
Stop objectifying me.
I don't know what that means.
I don't even know.
Throw
what
big
that
words
means.
At me like that.
So it's gonna be a really, really great album. Make sure you go pre-order that thing again. Everything you need to know at ericnom.com. And then on top of that, we've got a massive world tour coming along, right? It's gonna start in Orlando on the 21st.
Yes.
And it's gonna go all the way until December 3rd in North America, in Latin America.
Yeah.
And then in like basically February to like April, you're gonna go to a bunch of other continents.
Yes, we're pretty much on tour till April. We have 80 something shows, so hopefully you guys can come hang out.
Eric is hitting 80 cities, okay? I see a lot of people on Twitter being like, wow, this is a world tour, this is amazing. It's not always gonna be this way. I don't mean to speak for you, but yeah. I don't see you doing an 80 city tour again ever in your life.
Nope.
People are like, wait, why don't you just like go to New York, do a bigger venue, and then have people in Boston and Connecticut and like, you know, New Jersey, everybody just come to that concert. That's what everyone else does. He could do that. He could, you know, and he may in the future. We may just have to do that in the future. Yeah. Eric, when you start getting the Oscars and you start like doing your own TV shows and you're like, I don't have time to put 8 months of my year into touring. Like, this is your last chance to see this guy in your backyard. Okay. And he's coming to you.
Yeah.
Then you're going to be like, oh my God, I should have gone to Nashville, but now I have to go to Atlanta because that's like the closest place that he's going to come to. Like, get your tickets now. If it isn't sold out, if it's sold out, I'm sorry. Yeah. I have nothing. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
But if it isn't, go. If you're thinking about it, just go, because it's not going to be like this again.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mean to be that guy, but I want great things for you. I want you to have a personal life. I want you to have a dog.
I want a dog so bad, which is why I'm going to probably not tour as much after this tour. I'm going to be very honest.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Like, I'm not.
It's not going to happen.
But okay, all jokes aside, this may be the last Eric Nam album. Yeah, you might get some singles. Yeah, you might get like a OST for like the next like Avengers movie or whatever, right? But this was an effort, dude. Can I survive another album cycle? Can you survive? Can Zach?
We are being very gracious with our words. I think with what we share, because I don't think people really understand the immense amount of time, effort, and finances that go into being an independent artist.
Yes.
We are not a major label. And so everything, literally everything you see we do, it is coming out of our pockets.
Right. Okay. But I mean, okay.
That's
even
enough
that,
to say.
Yeah, cool. Enough of that. I mean...
Hey, my blood pressure's up.
Yeah,
I'm
honestly,
so please,
this Celsius stuff is crazy.
Please go listen to the music.
Dangerous mix. Emotions and Celsius.
Please go. Coffee and salt. Wow. Okay.
Hey. Hi. Hey, how are you? Yeah, me again. I just wanted to let you know that you can get merch. Some beautiful, beautifully soft merch. This is it's like a blanket on your body. It's so nice. This is available at shop.divestudios.io. It has the new Whiting Season 3 logo on the back. Maybe they'll put it up on here because I don't want to show you the back of my head right now. But you can get it at shop.divestudios.io. Get them while they last because they always sell out. Also, you can get our new spring collection at shop.getmindset.com for another great, cool collection. So if you guys are in the need for some new clothes, some fresh, cool looks, go check it out. All right, back to our show.
Thanks for having me. It's been the Tebok Show with Eddie and Brian Nam. I think we could take over the show easily, honestly. That wasn't that hard.
Yeah, honestly.
Honestly, this is probably going to get crazy.
You know what? I want to apologize to my listeners.
When you're on
because
tour,
this is probably the worst episode of Tebok Show.
I love
that
it.
That it's ever been done.
Brian Nam takeover. I like it.
Like, literally, they just talk over me and I don't even know what happened. I think Eddie blacked out for
needed.
An hour.
Don't we need it?
We got what we needed. We got bops. We got good lyrics.
I'm just happy to be here.
Dude. Brian, do you feel more fulfilled on this episode?
100%. I feel like I I did what I needed to do.
That's right.
What did you do?
Which was to be in the center.
Got it.
The center of attention.
Yes.
Well, you guys, thank you for listening to this episode. I really don't know if you had any sort of value from this episode. But again, I'm going to make them do the Don't Leave That Yet dance challenge. And we're going to do an unboxing video. So look forward to those.
You better get your Venmo account ready because I'm not doing it for free, dog.
Yeah,
okay,
me too.
Well, you owe me money, so.
For what?
For dad's gift, so.
Dad's gift?
Yeah.
Dude, this guy.
Both of y'all owe me money.
Oh, this guy. This guy.
You know, right now, in our Venmo, in our Venmos right now, it is a shootout going on.
This guy.
It is a.
Hey, this guy.
I've been trying to recoup for like 2 years from these guys.
This guy.
And then they just like.
There's
I swear.
He's a Venmo war going on.
He's the type of guy.
He's the type of guy that rounds up on his Venmo requests.
Nope.
That's so funny.
Like, comment, share this. Episode,
so funny.
And we'll see you on the next episode of
that
the Tebok
just
Show.
So funny. It's like, I've been trying to remind this guy for a $20 garden salad. I'm like, yo, Eric, I need $20 for this garden salad I just bought for you, right? And then I like send it to him, no response. I remind him, there's a remind button. Hey, man, hey, just checking in. He's a $20, you know, salad that we bought. He comes back. And he has the nerve to remind me about a $200
this guy
gift.
And I'm like, you have the nerve to give me a $20 bill when you owe me $250.
Hey, you're not alone. I support you.
Yeah.
Dude,
I
don't know, man. Okay. Anyways, okay, guys, have a great week.
Alrighty.
We'll
thank you guys for watching this week's
Show.
Episode of Tebok Show.
I'm sorry for this episode. I'm really, really sorry. Go stream
with your
the music.
Host, Brian
Eddie Nam. We'll be back. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Be sure to also check out my YouTube channel, Eric Nam channel, for all the premieres of the stuff coming soon. Okay.
Yeah, YouTube.com/EricNam. Thanks. We'll be back.
Hey guys, guess what? I'm going to tickle your ear holes. Hey, so I really want you to please turn on your notifications, subscribe, and like this video. And please leave us a comment about how much you loved this episode and me. Please? Did this make you uncomfortable? Did my ear hole talking make you uncomfortable? Well, I'm sorry, but if you would please just do it. Just go ahead, like, do it. Subscribe. Turn on your notifications. Confirm. And leave us a comment. Okay. Did you do it? Did you do it? You did it, right? You didn't do it? No, you did it, right? Okay. Thanks, guys. See you in the next episode. Thank you so much. I hope your ear holes like this.